Welcome to The Girlfriend God, a podcast in search of and in service to the divine feminine, bringing you an equal mix of academic research and emotional spiritual experience. If you enjoy this podcast, be sure to subscribe, follow, rate it, review it, and share it with your friends. Now, together, let's find the divine. Today's episode of the Girlfriend God podcast is brought to you by New World Women, and I'm joined for a preview to New World Women with one of the co-founders, Dawn Morningstar. So Dawn, you tell me that New World Women is poised to be the largest, now I can't think of the tagline, the largest.
You're almost there. And we are poised to be the largest collaborative women's self-empowerment organization in the world. Yeah, we are. Hey, Kelly, thanks for taking some time to talk about New World Women, which I know is close and dear to each of our hearts. So why should women join New World Women or even take a peek at it, which they can do by going to newworldwomen.com? It's because New World Women welcomes and supports women of all races, cultures, ethnicities, socioeconomic backgrounds, and religious and spiritual beliefs. So we are an organization that has been born out of the divine feminine. Our whole model is created by women for women. And what we are doing is providing an online, on-demand learning platform that includes a lot of inspiration, also access to our astounding community. You've begun meeting some of the women in our community, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And the third thing that we're doing that is quite unique is we are making it possible for women to add to their prosperity in their lives without selling anything or doing anything that makes them feel uncomfortable. It's a very unique and innovative model that we've created. So I'm pretty thrilled about it. It is the culmination of my life's work after 37 years as a women's self-empowerment coach. And I know the time is now. You had asked me that a while ago, is it time? And yes, it is time for women to come into the fullness of their being, come together and create a new world.
Fabulous. Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Girlfriend God. Today, I'm really happy and super excited to have Dawn Morningstar on the show. Note, Morningstar is her given name. I think you get asked that a lot, right?
Yeah.
Dawn is an award-winning author, women's self-empowerment coach, podcast host, educator, TED Talk speaker, former radio talk show host, and devoted advocate for women's self-empowerment. Dear to her heart is being co-founder of New World Women, a global women's self-empowerment sisterhood. She's also the creator of the amazing Facial Serum 18. Since her book, Venerable Women, Transform Ourselves, Transform the World, was published in 2016, Dawn has spoken to groups of women over 1,500 times, and after coaching women for 37 years, Dawn founded Venerable Women in 2013, and then co-founded New World Women with Mecca Page and Sean Vigeau in 2020. Dawn, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Kelly. I'm really, really happy to be here with you.
It's nice to have a fan on the show.
Oh, I'm a big fan. I binge listened to your podcast once I discovered it, and I learned so much from it. I feel affirmed and inspired, and I really love your way of conversing with people. It's so authentic and it's really easy. And so I'm very happy to be the recipient of that myself today.
Thank you so much. You're making me blush.
Uh-oh.
So before we talk about New World Women, everybody I've had on the show so far this season, we've asked the question, is it time? Is it time? Because women really seem to be having a moment, And the goddess really seems to be having a moment. Is it time?
Oh, yes. Yes, 100%. Yes, it is time. It has been for quite a while, I think. And now, because of a number of factors that have lined up and the stars have aligned, it is time. And it feels much more doable right now. And I think that the ascension of women living as their highest and best selves is more possible now because we're not doing it alone anymore. I think that's the biggest thing I've seen. You know, after having coached for 37 years now, I've seen this beautiful arc toward women finally figuring out, I don't want to be living in a silo anymore and trying to do whatever that thing is that I'm doing, that gift that I want to bring to the world. And so I feel that collaboration is one of the reasons that it is time. And another seems to be technology. If you think about it, the fact that we can Zoom and record podcasts and do all of these things and connect and get our messages out there, that feels like another reason that the time is now.
So just to play devil's advocate, what do we do, though, about, and we might get to this when we talk about New World women, but there does seem to be, yes, there's a lot more available, but that can also lead to like information overload. How do we know who's reputable? How do we know who we should be giving our money to? How do we know, you know what I mean? Like, how do we know?
Well, I would always say go back to our intuition. I mean, that is, you know, being able to use our bodies, you know, to feel, does this feel right in my bones? Whatever this is. And we, yes, there is tremendous information out there now across the board. A lot of it is free. A lot of it is wonderful. And some of it is paid, yes. I think that like any good purchase, if you're investing money, you want to say, how will this serve me? Does it align? And is it in integrity? That to me is the biggest piece.
And I do see like some of the women that I know have changed their you know, the business model that we've had forever, they're finding that that is no longer serving them. Like I know some women have gone to sliding scales where they used to charge a flat fee for their services. I know some women have a pay what's aligned pricing schedule, which really does open the doors for people without income, people with lower income, you know, single moms who've got three kids to feed. I mean, it really, I do really think that we've made advances in making things more available to everyone. Oh, you muted yourself.
Oopsies. If we do a little bit of a deeper dive, we will see that it is a, because of this time in history, the business models that you're describing, they are based more in the divine feminine principle than the patriarchal principle. So that's the biggest difference I'm seeing. And that makes so much sense. And it allows for more people to participate in things without money being a barrier. Businesses do have to have money in order to exist. I mean, that's just how that goes. It's a fact of life. And yet, I like the idea of the sliding scales and, you know, paying, what is it, aligned? I had not heard that one before.
Yeah, pay where you're aligned. That's what Manette Chilson's organization, Manette, who I've had on the show many times, her organization, Woman Spirit Reclamation, they took a leap of faith and did that last year. From what I understand, they're still solvent and sustainable. So
Yes. And, you know, in New World Women, which we'll probably get into this in
we
a
will.
Little bit, but, you know, we have found that some women with means are buying scholarships for other women. And as an organization, we are giving away memberships to nonprofits as well. So it's, you know, making it available. This is important information for women, well, for everyone, but I know we're focused on women. So it's really important information. And why would we withhold that or make that not possible for certain
people? Right. I heard someone say the other day, and it was surprising because I hadn't really thought it. Like I knew it, but you know, sometimes you hear somebody else put it into words and you're like, yes, that's what I couldn't put into words.
Yeah, I get it.
And this woman said in a class that I was in, she said, we have to remember that a matriarchy isn't the opposite of a patriarchy. And I never really thought about that before, but that's true, right? I mean,
it is true.
Matriarchies and matriarchal societies are very, you know, now that we have the anthropological evidence that tells us, you know, it's not that women were gatherers and men were hunters. We were all hunter-gatherers. Mm-hmm. So there is that masculine-feminine balance, but the driving principle of that is compassion and community, which are all aspects of the divine feminine rather than the masculine. So I just thought that was really interesting, because something else we're talking about this season is, you know, we need to collectively seek solutions that serve both the purpose of knowing that women have to have their own space, but also knowing that realistically, we can't just get rid of all the men. Right. So how do we, you know, and I think that may be where that starts, is mm-hmm. talking to people and educating people about what a matriarchy actually is, mm-hmm. and that it's not the opposite of patriarchy. It's not that, you know, all the women are in charge and the men have no power or no use or no whatever. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I just thought that I'd throw that out there, because I thought that was really poignant, the way she put it.
Yes, it's brilliant. And it's true. I would say that the reason that sometimes this all gets misunderstood is because of the archies, the hierarchies, you know.
Right.
If you hear patriarchy and matriarchy, you know, that's, again, it's kind of language that is a little bit, I don't know, it's got some fizz to it, because, you know, and so I love how Rhianne Eisler, she's the author of The mm-hmm. Chalice and the Blade, she talks about linking the masculine and the feminine.
Right.
And so to me, it all boils down to harmony. How do we harmonize? Because we all have masculine and feminine attributes within us. We all have that.
Right.
And so the way I look at it is, we want the healthy version of masculine and feminine, because not all feminine attributes, if they're, well, I'll say it this way, if they're not a healthy version, they're not any good either, you know?
Right. Because anybody could take a good attribute and take it to the extreme.
Right.
And then
right.
it becomes a liability.
Right. But to that greater point, matriarchy was a system that felt, what I've read about it and studied, it felt more harmonious to me, where people were rowing
Absolutely.
In one direction, you know,
right.
whereas
right
now we're a bunch of boats, you know, rowing in a whole bunch of different directions, and
that's
going to get us to the destination that we want, which really truly is not the cliche version of love and peace, but truly love and peace.
Right.
And being together. So.
So you're the second person I've had on the show this season who who talked about the chalice and the blade.
Oh my goodness.
That was Marilyn Nyborg thought that it should be a required reading for anybody on a goddess path or anybody on a feminist path, that that was the book that if they never read any other book, they should read that. So
I would add anybody on a human path.
Absolutely. So there was one other thing I wanted to ask you, but it escapes me because, as you know, I don't prepare. So if it's utterly important, it will come back to me later. So let's talk about New World Women.
Sure. Well, it's been a magical and mystical journey is what I would say. So after I wrote my book in 2016, Venerable Women, and venerable, by the way, means worthy of honor and respect by virtue of wisdom and experience. And the reason I chose that word to begin with is it generally was used to apply only to males. And I thought, hey, why aren't women considered venerable?
Right.
And so that was what really inspired me. And then after I wrote the book, I taught from the book and had a year-long program and all these different gatherings that I did. And in that process is when I met Mecca Page. She is one of the other co-founders of New World Women. As a matter of fact, I held many of my classes at an extraordinary business that she had back in the day. So that's how she and I became friends. And then she and I began working together. She's really quite brilliant at graphic design, and she's built websites, many websites over the years. She's an artist. She is a sailor. She's a very unique and fabulous human being. And so she and I were working together. I'm a word nerd. I love words. I love crafting words and phrases. I love naming things. And so she and I began working together. I was doing copywriting and she was creating websites for spiritual women in business, because there's so many women out there. I'm sure some of your listeners will definitely understand this, who have really great ideas that they want to bring forth in the world, but they don't get the whole business thing, the nuts and bolts of
that
how
would be, that would be me.
Yes, it's tough. I mean, just because you're really good at one thing doesn't mean that you're good at all the things. And so we felt that we could serve women in that way. That was another extension of my helping women or supporting women's self-empowerment. And so she and I worked together for a few years and helped many, many women. And it wasn't just with branding or, you know, the typical things. It was really helping them to understand how to describe what they're doing and to have all of the tools that they need to be able to bring their ideas to market. And it was really wonderful. And it kept showing up for us over and over again that a lot of the women didn't have enough money or resources to be able to pay for all of the things that they needed to have a successful business. And then the other part of it was the women that they wanted to sell to sometimes didn't have enough money or resources to buy their products or services. So, and that has really shown up for me for 37 years, women and their relationship with money and power. There's a real wound around the relationship that women have with money and power. And so Mecca and I kept seeing that. We tried to show the women that they could do affiliate programs so that they could support other women's businesses and all earn money together. And we realized it was just too big for the two of us. We just couldn't quite figure it out, even though that's what was in our hearts. Well, as the divine would have it, I got a beautiful message from our third co-founder. Her name is Shawn Vougeot. And she reached out to me and said, I really want to bring my empowering women's group out there to the world. And I was told if there's anything you're doing with women, you want to talk to Dawn Morningstar. So she sends me this beautiful, beautiful message. And Mecca and I were so overwhelmed at the time. I had composed a message to Sean saying, thank you for all the lovely things you said. I'm just a little too busy right now. Please check back with me in 6 months. I was just about to hit send and my intuition said, nope, you want to talk to this woman. Uh-huh. So we met, I met with Sean first. She was really intrigued with the fact that I began our meeting with a meditation. Oh. She said, nobody's ever done that before. And so by the end of that meeting, I knew that she was the answer to what Mecca and I had been trying to figure out. So the three of us met, and within a few months, we had uncovered the idea of creating a new world. And that's why we incorporated our company as, actually we called it New World Abundance is the legal name. And then we're doing business as New World Women, because we were starting with women, but we want it to go out beyond women as right. time goes on.
Okay. So when people ask you, what is New World Women? What's the elevator pitch? And then what's the longer explanation?
Well, the way I describe it is it's a sisterhood of seekers and sages. That is the best way that I know, because the women who are attracted to New World Women so far, they know that they have wisdom within them. And they also know that they love to learn new things and stay inspired. Right. And so it's a sisterhood of seekers and sages who are ready for better. That's the other thing that we have seen that the women have in common. They're ready for better relationships, better futures for generations to come, better treatment of Mother Earth. Each of the women has something that she would like to see be better so that we can live into this new world. And so that's how I describe it. We serve women in three ways. The first way is it's a like-hearted sisterhood or a like-hearted community of women. And you notice I didn't say like-minded.
Like-minded, right. I love that.
Like-hearted. And you've met some of the women now in New World Women, and I think you would agree with me. We all have in our hearts that, again, that idea of rowing in the same direction. We are really all about creating a new world for all people and for our planet. That's really important to us. Uh-huh. So that's the first thing that we offer. And the second thing that we offer is online on-demand teachings and inspiration from teachers, women teachers, whom we call luminaries because they're sharing their light. And we have 37 luminaries from all over the world who will be teaching in various areas. We have an acronym that we use called the Wealth Ways. And wealth stands for wisdom, enjoyment, abundance, love, tranquility, and health. Because we know that if women are doing well in all six of those areas, they are going to have a very beautiful life. And so we have the teachings and inspirations from the luminaries online and on demand. They're live teachings on Zoom. And if women can't make it live, they're all stored as recordings. And women who subscribe to New World Women will be able to have access to all of those beautiful teachings. And there are goddess teachings, there are teachings about feng shui, nutrition, breathing, the Vimala, sacred handwriting, and on it goes in those six wealth ways so that women can learn and also be together as they're learning. And the third way, and this is the part that was the hardest for Mecca, Sean, and I to figure out, is the paths to prosperity. Yes. Because it's all well and good to have the teachings and the inspiration and the community. That's fabulous. But if you can't pay your electric bill, you're still stuck.
Right.
So we spent hundreds of hours always in the presence of the divine, asking for guidance because we knew it had to go beyond our own human understanding.
Right.
It had to be something bigger. We knew that we couldn't create a new world doing things the old way. And so when we've had an economic futurist look at what we have created and said, wow, this is brilliant. And we pay women in three ways, and it's all built into the software and the mobile app that we're having developed. And by the time that this airs, it may already be out there. Hopefully so. That's the spiritual vision that we hold. And so we pay women in three ways. We pay women to learn new things, to take better care of themselves. We pay women for helping others, for staying involved in community and engaged in like-hearted community. And so it's a very unique model. And we also pay women if they do tell others about New World Women. They don't have to, but if they do, they're going to be rewarded.
Right.
And we are having a New World Women marketplace developed that is will have these beautiful products. They'll be vetted and curated. There won't be any junk on there. It's going to be like Etsy for women, only really beautiful things made by women.
Right.
And then we pay our members commissions on those sales. So it's a fascinating concept. And when I look at it sometimes, and I help to create, co-create it, when I look at it, I'm like, wow, how did we come up with all of that? But we did. And again, I must say thank you to our divine because that's how we were able to do this. And I'm very grateful every single day.
Okay. So looking at, again, I'm gonna move to play devil's advocate, I guess.
Ooh, go for it. I can take it.
So when people look at, and this information is available on the website, when people look at gaining income from referrals, what do you say to the people that says, well, this just looks like multi-level marketing?
Yeah, I can see where people would think that. What we did was we borrowed from the ideas of affiliate marketing, multi-level marketing, and profit sharing. And none of those held the energy that we are putting forth here. They just didn't align
Right.
with the feminine divine or the divine feminine aspects. And so what we did was in a typical multi-level marketing or MLM, it's pyramid shaped. And the
Right.
people at the top are making all this money. And I know that some people do very well at MLMs. I'm not putting them down. I'm just saying that's not what we wanted to do.
Right, because
So,
that really only from what I understand, even people who are successful at that, it's really only the top, maybe 25%, probably less.
yeah. I don't know the exact numbers, but I would guess it's probably in that range.
Right.
And in many cases, what I've seen, because I have participated in MLMs over the years, I feel like sometimes they make a lot of their money from getting people to buy the products to sell to other people. Well,
Right.
in New World Women, you don't buy anything. You're just sharing the idea of New World Women with others. And
Right.
if they like it and they join, then you get paid for that. And but you don't have to. And we never would be like, oh, you have to have a quota or tell
Right. There's
people.
not a quota.
Oh gosh, no. That would again be totally antithetical to what we're doing. And so you can think of it more instead of a pyramid shape, like concentric circles that are joined. And so if a person joins New World Women and they tell a friend, then they get a percentage of that friend's membership, excuse me, their subscribership, which is $35 a month. So that person who referred the other gets 10% of that. And so we thought that was a really beautiful way to do it. And instead of a whole bunch of levels, it's just two circles out. That's it.
Right.
Becca, Sean, and I are not a part of this. We are paid salaries. We are not in the typical multi-level marketing. We'd be like at the top of that pyramid. We are not a part of it at all.
Right. Right. That is that. Yeah. That's pretty radical.
I know. I know.
And I like when I spoke initially to Sean, she gave me this great analogy, or maybe it came from you. I think it came from Sean. She talked mm-hmm. about instead of that it's like a fountain, because the fountain goes up, but then the water yes. sprays out and goes back in. Was that you?
That was Sean.
Okay, and that's what yes. I thought.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Yes. That was an image that came to the three of us when we were in the early days of creating New World Women. Mm-hmm. We kept seeing this glorious fountain and we were mm-hmm. like, well, that's it. You know, it's everything is staying contained within and feeding itself, you know. So it's a very beautiful design. And again, it's, you know, definitely divine feminine inspired. The principles of collaboration, of right. helping one another, of creativity, all of those above the line attributes are right. what we really, you know, that's what goes into the fountain.
Well, and I've been saying for a while now that, I mean, this is exactly the sort of thing that we need and that we've been looking for, because even though the goddess spirituality movement is going gangbusters, mm-hmm. everyone is doing their own thing. So yes. no one has time to help anyone else do mm-hmm. their thing.
Right.
And when I step back and look at that, that looks like we have just bought into the system that we have been trying to get out from under.
Right.
And it's still about the hustle and the money and security mm-hmm. and control. And I, you know what I mean? It's
oh, I do. I know.
And
exactly.
I get it. Like, everybody has to make a living, like you were saying. But mm-hmm. if we're just, I like what Karen McGrandall says, which is, you know, we keep reinventing the wheel when together we could build the whole fucking car.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Well, you know, the way that we have solved for that idea of each woman out there having, you know, to do all of these things, and she still will. I mean, you know, let me say this differently. When women have a unique gift, they want to bring that gift forward. That's why right. they're here. And so what we do in New World Women is bring all the women together so that we're kind of cross-pollinating is how I think of it.
Right.
Where, you know, you might come in for one luminary's teaching and then see all of these other luminary teachers
right.
who have all this other amazing information and inspiration that one can benefit from.
Right. Right.
So, and the other thing is that everyone in New World Women will have a replicated website, which means they'll have their photo, their bio, their website. So that will be helpful for women, because there might be some women out there who have a great business idea, but they don't have a website or they don't have all the bells and whistles.
Right. Right.
And so we will help in that regard too. That's
well, and I like that it's streamlined instead of individualized, because yes. then everybody really is like, it's just so, it so levels the playing field
yes.
and also prevents us from competing with one another.
Yes.
Like, my website's got to have more bells and whistles than yours does. And I need to have my newsletter and email list, but your website doesn't have that. Or, you know what I mean? Just
I do.
Yes. I mean, it's great that everything is so customizable, but mm-hmm. it's also a division point. You know what I mean?
Yes, it
because
can
then,
be.
Because then everybody's trying to stand out.
Exactly.
And usually exactly. standing out more means spending more money on your website.
Yes.
You know?
And, you know, in fairness, though, there are some women who definitely need a 10-page website to be able to explain everything that they're doing and everything that they offer. And so it's not an either or, it's a both and in right. many cases. Right. And so we are providing options for women and trying to make it easier for them. Not trying, we are making it easier for them
right.
to get the word out about what they're doing. And, you know, we're talking a lot about the business aspects now, but the personal aspects for women who are becoming a part of New World Women, they are instantly finding those groups of women that they have been longing for, that they've right. been wanting in their lives. And because of the kinds of women we're attracting, the trust level is immediately there, you know?
Right.
And so that's a real, that's unusual. I don't know about you, but over the years, I've gone to many different women's circles and I thought I was going for one thing. And then sometimes ego shows up and, or it was confusion right. about what we were doing. And we went down all these different weird paths. And I was like, huh, what have I gotten myself into?
Right.
And women come into New World Women or do anything in New World Women, they will truly know what they're getting and their expectations will be met and exceeded. That's our promise to ourselves and to others.
So one of the challenges, and I think you and I have talked about this before, one of the challenges that I have, and I know other women have, is it's fabulous to have a network of women all around the world. I mean, I talk to women all over the world.
Yes.
But there is something to be said for in-person, face-to-face, skin-to-skin, hugging, whatever. Yes. So is New World Women, have you thought about holding conferences down the road, if that
absolutely.
Yes. doable?
Most
to get
definitely.
All of us in a room together. I mean, you and Dawn, or I'm sorry, you and Sean and Mecca, you're all in the same, I assume, a drivable distance to one
we
another.
We are, right? Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Which, yeah. Great for you.
Yes, yes. Well, and we know how important those in-person gatherings are. Yeah. You know, Zooms are great, but there is nothing like energetically being in the same space together.
Yes.
So for the summer solstice, the year before last, we had over 100 women at Kinstone Megalithic Garden, which is like Stonehenge in Wisconsin, believe it or not.
Oh, nice. That's actually a drivable distance for me.
Yeah, yeah. It's Fountain City, Wisconsin. And everyone listening, if you haven't been there, check it out. Christine Beck is one of the founding mothers of New World Women, and it's 35 acres of the most glorious stone arrangements. There's a huge circle of stones in the center, mm-hmm. and a chapel, and it's magical. It's truly magical. One of our luminaries, Annette Regalo, doused there and talked about the ley lines and how they are connected
nice.
to other parts of the world, these sacred monoliths in other parts of the world. And so we did have that in-person gathering. Women are still talking about it. We had sacred mm-hmm. ceremonies. We watched the sun come up together the morning nice. Of the summer solstice. So we are not able to hold big events like that all the time because Mecca, Sean, and I, we laughed and joked and said we felt like we were planning, like, you know, a royal wedding because uh-huh. we do everything to the, you know, to the hilt. So right.
I know that putting together any kind of a conference or conclave mm-hmm. That takes a tremendous amount of planning and a lot of people. However, mm-hmm. I would venture a guess that you would be able to find women within New World Women who would volunteer to help with that.
We already have. But at that point, we just didn't have that infrastructure yet when we did
right,
it. We
right.
do now. We've already had a woman say, I will run the whole thing for you. You just tell me what you want it to be. And she has done, her name is Terry Allred, and she has done many, many large 1,000-person events and all of that.
Nice.
So these are the big events we're talking about now. However, many of these luminary teachers are, in fact, they do in-person events. And so those will be made available for people to find out about on the New World Women website as well.
Right.
So there will be in-person events. Our main thing though are the is the online on demand, because then we can reach those women in other parts of the world.
Right.
But there will be in-person gatherings all around the world. We are holding the vision for 1 million plus New World Women around the globe.
Nice. So
hold that with us. Imagine,
of course,
the power that we will have as women when we come together in this way with this, you know, this love in our hearts and this true desire to create a new world. And, you know, I talk about creating a new world a lot. My personal belief is this transformation time that many of us have been talking about, I believe it's already here. I believe we just individually need to align our own energetic so that we can dance in the frequency of this new world.
Right.
And so, you know, I sometimes find myself talking about it as though it's in the future. But the way we created New World Women was by thinking of it as a spiritual vision rather than a goal, because a goal is always out there in the future somewhere, right? A spiritual vision is something you hold tenderly in your heart and you tend it. And you create it from a beautiful state of being. So Mecca, Sean, and I will never make a decision or create anything in New World Women unless we are in a higher consciousness, beautiful state. And that's why I think people are attracted to what we're doing. They can
feel it. And I wish more people made decisions that way. I don't make decisions without running it by my goddess.
Yes.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't either. And when I have in the past, never turns
it
out.
Doesn't go well.
It's like, dang.
Right. It never goes well. I always say, I might not know what the goddess's will for me is, but I certainly know what it isn't.
Boy, I'm going to remember that. Yeah, that's true.
It's really true, right?
I mean, yeah, it is.
I mean, and sometimes it's just, sometimes I need to surrender my will to her. Yes. Sometimes I need to align my will with her. You know, when I talk about surrendering my will, people are like, but you have power, you have that. And I'm like, that's not what I mean.
No.
I mean, sometimes that's necessary, because when I'm out here running the show and I'm fucking it up, then I do need to surrender my will.
Yes.
Right? Because I trust that she knows better what is best for me than I do.
Yes.
She has a broader view.
Absolutely.
She knows what came. She knows what's coming. She knows all the pieces on the chessboard. You know what I mean? I don't know any of that.
Oh, I do.
I don't know any of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's that idea of universal intelligence as well.
Right.
There's this big, massive, you know, intelligence that's of the divine, of the goddess. And, you know, the way I look at it is I can put my one little pie slice out there, but, you know, the goddess, the universal intelligence is the whole pie and beyond, you know.
And I've been, some of the things that I read or content that I consume, they're talking a lot about, you know, like what's coming in the new year and in the next several years, you know, saying that by 2030, the world will be unrecognizable to what it is now. Mm-hmm. And part of that is because we're shifting from this separation consciousness into the collective consciousness. Like more and more people are waking up and like, oh, really? I'm like, we are all one, and the universe doesn't revolve around me, that I don't exist in a vacuum. And I also heard someone say, this woman, Jessa Reed, who I listened to, she said, we're moving more into who am I consciousness and away from who do I need to be to survive this?
Yes.
Which is the consciousness we've been living in for the past however many years. Probably, I mean, it started even before the pandemic, I think, but which really changed things, right? Pandemic really changed things. We're still feeling that. We're still feeling that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one of our luminaries, Dr. Joanna Maitri, she is a homeopath and oh so much more. She's a Chinese medicine doctor. And she and I had a conversation a few weeks ago, and she was saying that As humans, we are moving from a carbon-based body into a crystalline-based body.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so there's more light, you know.
Right.
And that's what it's all about right now is light. And whenever I talk about light, though, I always like to say that, you know, I don't want to diminish the idea of darkness, because darkness, you know, that's seeds grow in the darkness. And, right. you know, a baby is born in the womb of the dark of darkness. That didn't sound right, but in the darkness of the womb is what I
right,
meant.
Right.
And also that, you know, we each have darkness within us from yes. unhealed trauma and painful past and all of that. So what's the answer to darkness is to shed light on it. So when right. we heal ourselves, which that's at the center of all of this, is right. healing ourselves to the best of our ability and, you know, dealing with our past traumas and all of that, then we are more light filled as we go about the world.
Right.
And that's what's needed now. And I also think about all this hideous craziness that's going on here in the United States, other parts of the world too. But since right. I live here, this is more in my face.
Right.
I have come to the conclusion that, yes, I know what's going on. I don't stick my head in the sand, but I don't put my attention there because there's nothing I can do about that.
Right.
But I can do everything about my own inner peace and being, and also to really continue my devotion and my dedication to women's self-empowerment, because as the Dalai Lama said, the world will be saved by the Western woman. And I believe that. And so I can help. It's more than Western women, but since right. I'm here, this is what I can do. So instead of focusing on the crazy, I think to myself, just let them do all the crazy, ugly over there. Meanwhile, we are building this new world with women, and none of that will matter. I believe that will dissolve. I don't think it's going right. to happen overnight, but I do believe that will dissolve, and the world that we want to see will become the world that we live in. I believe it with all my heart.
I agree. And part of that coming to the collective consciousness is realizing that, I mean, first of all, the world the way it is right now, great change is always preceded by great chaos.
Yes.
That has been done. That is a cycle that is repeated over and over and over again throughout human history and beyond. But with this, the more people realize that, yes, we do belong to a collective consciousness, and we are a working part of that collective consciousness. I often say, at any given moment, how am I participating in that? Am I helping yes. to raise it up, or am I helping to drag it down? Because if I'm out there with everybody else beating the drum of all the shit that's wrong with the world, mm-hmm. I'm just perpetuating that, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
that's, I mean, I'm a law of attraction person,
yes,
and that's the
I
basic premise, right? Which is, you know, if enough people are complaining loudly about why does that guy get all the money and I don't have any money, that's why.
Yes.
Because there's so many of you out there beating the same drum and complaining. And that doesn't, I mean, I'm all about, because I get accused of that sometimes myself, of, well, what, you're just going to ignore that or bury your head in the sand? No. But if you're going to come and talk to me about it, come to me with a solution. Is there
yes.
a cause I can donate to? Is there a volunteer position I can take? Is there, you know, somebody you want me to write a letter to? Somebody I could vote for?
Yes.
I mean, you know what I mean?
I do.
But if you're just coming and tell me how awful the world is, I'm not going to agree with you.
Exactly. Yeah,
because
the awful.
While you're focused over the awful, uh-huh. I'm focused over here on, look at these amazing things that are happening in the world. Mm-hmm. And it really is all about, like, what we give our attention to, including what we consume on our screens. Like,
absolutely.
I don't watch the news.
I don't,
you know what I mean? Like, I like to be just informed enough to know what's going on in the world so that I don't walk out my front door one day and there's been nuclear war and I'm like, what the fuck happened? You know what I mean? Like, I want to be just informed enough to know what's going on. But beyond that, I'm not going to fret about it. You know
exactly.
what I mean? And now, if
oh,
I'm dealing with somebody who it affects them personally, that's a different story.
Absolutely. Yes.
You know what I mean?
I do. I do.
Like the Jewish friends that I have with what's happening in that part of the world.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to them and being like, well, just stop fucking complaining. You know what I mean? That's a different situation. But if it's the average run of the mill doom scrolling, I'm like, I don't not see it, but I'm choosing not to stare at it either. Like, and it's so simple to change your daily feed. Like, I subscribe to the Good News Network. Every day I get a joyful message in my email inbox about some wonderful, moving, heartfelt, whatever thing that has happened with a baby or a person or an animal somewhere in the world.
Yes.
And that's how I start my day.
Yes.
It's
very wise. It's very wise to do that. Everything is energy. And, and so I remember when I was trying to come up with a metaphor for this when I was writing my book, and I remembered thinking, because I love to cook, I love to make soups and stews and things. And I remembered thinking, if we think of the world as a big stew, like, what ingredients am I putting into the stew? Am I putting in rotten old carrots and, or am I putting in fresh, alive, wonderful things? And, it's the contributions that we make from that higher energy. And we can't have the higher energy if we're down in the mud with everyone rolling around in it.
Right.
And that's why we women are all waking up right now and saying, no, this is not the path that we want to be on anymore. How Right. can we do this differently so that we really do feel happy to be alive on this planet instead of dreading it? And plus, Right. A psychologist once said that, and I'm sure this is like maybe common knowledge to a lot of people, I didn't know it, but when we hear about these horrific things or watch them, our inner being, our psyche does not know that that's not really happening to us.
Mm.
So in other words, we see this horrific stuff, and because of the chemicals that are released in the body, the body might think, oh, this is happening to me. So it's not good for our mental health, certainly not good for our spiritual health, and not good for our physical health as well.
Right.
So I say know enough to know, like you said, know enough to know about what's going on, but just don't live there. Don't stay there.
Right.
Feel what you need to feel about it, though. You have to feel it. And then once you have felt it, then you can move on to doing something that feels good. It's all about feeling good right now as we are able,
right.
as we are able. And so I am a real proponent of being the best version of myself I can be and right. working toward getting there. And then I can be of service in the world. Otherwise, I'm right. like, I don't even want to get out of bed. You
right.
know?
I honestly believe that, we were talking about the will of the goddess. I really do believe that her will for us is to feel as good as we can as often as possible. And because of that, that is the driving, motivating force of all of humanity, is the drive to feel good.
Yes.
And then rather than being puritanical or feeling guilty about that, or, you know what I mean? And you can want to feel good and not be selfish. You know what I mean? I want to feel good. I want other people to feel good too.
Yes.
But I can't help you feel good. I can only help me feel good.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah. And where did we learn all this stuff about, don't be too happy, the other shoe might drop. It's like, oh my God, we've been taught all these, there are things that really keep us from our happiness. When I spent 21 days in the silence in India, being taught by enlightened monks, that was where I first was exposed to the idea that human suffering does not have to be. It doesn't have to happen.
Right.
In many cases, we cause our own suffering by not dealing with what we need to deal with.
Right.
The very first day I was there, they said, avoidance of your suffering is your suffering.
Right.
And I was like, whoa, what does that mean? And then I got it. It's like, all of us, we will do anything to avoid our suffering. We will shop, we will drink, we will overeat, whatever it is. Everybody's got their own thing to not have to deal. And so when we are able, though, to become authentic, looking at those dark parts of ourselves, the bright parts of ourselves, and all of that, and then be happy. Happy is good. It's not selfish. It's not selfish to be happy unless we're pulling from someone else. I mean, that's a whole different thing.
Right.
But I say the happier we are, the better it is. I believe in heaven on earth. Why not? Why not?
Right. Right. Okay. I don't think I have any more questions. Anything we didn't get to that you want to cover before we get to your three questions?
Well, I guess the only thing is getting back to New World Women.
Yes.
Sean, she's so brilliant. Both Mecca and Sean are brilliant for sure. Sean said that New World Women is the company that all women wished existed. And now
it does. Yes, I've heard her say that. I believe it.
And now it does. And so, yes. And I think that was everything. And I've really enjoyed talking with you. This was fun.
It was fun, right? I told you it would be fun.
Yep, I knew it. Because I've listened to the other ones.
Well, and I want you to know, I really do. I appreciate that you listen to the podcast and that you share with other people. And, you know, you mentioned being authentic. And that really is, I think, what gives the show its flavor or character. And you've talked to me enough outside of this to know that I don't have my podcast personality and then like who I really am running around in the world. Like, this is it. You're right now, you on the screen, you're in my house, and it's snowing outside. I mean, like really snowing. It was supposed to be like sleet and rain, but it's coming down out there. Shocking. What was I saying? See, I distracted myself. Oh, with my own authenticity.
A bright and shiny thing.
I'm usually not like that. But I like snow. That's why it caught my attention. It's pretty. And I don't have to go anywhere. So.
No, that's the best.
Okay. So tell me something about yourself that other people would be surprised to learn.
That I was a baton twirler for 7 years of my life. Here I am, this spiritual woman. I've never done anything athletic in my life. And when I was, I think, 7 or 8 years old, I became a baton twirler. And I marched in hundreds of parades over the years. And I began to twirl swords and fire batons.
Wow.
And every year on the 4th of July, I make my family watch me do a majorette baton twirling routine.
That's fabulous. That's great. Okay. Current favorite TV series or movie?
Okay, I have a few. I really enjoyed Lessons in Chemistry, which was an Apple Plus podcast series.
We don't have that.
Yeah, it was about and it's a very popular book right now as well. Okay. But I know you said you have more books than you'll ever read the rest of your life, so you probably don't want to add that one to your list. But I really enjoyed that very, very much. And I have found that I'm not a regular television watcher, but I do like to stream things. And when I've had a day of, you know, higher consciousness and working with these women from all over the world, and I just want to go blank, I watch like Will and Grace or Frasier or something like that, something very mindless and silly. But yeah, I really enjoyed Lessons in Chemistry. I thought that was great. And Drops of God also, which was also another Apple Plus TV show.
Okay. Thinking, you know, when I say TV, I use TV and streaming synonymously.
Yes.
Everybody streams now.
Yes.
But yeah, both of your current favorites are on the one streaming service that I don't have.
Dang.
Well, we cut a bunch of them loose when we were trying to rein in our spending. So now we're down
Yes.
to HBO, Showtime, Netflix, and Hulu. Oh,
Ooh.
and Paramount Plus, because we watch
Oh.
Yellowstone.
Oh, you got the
So.
good ones.
Well, Showtime comes with Paramount Plus now. So,
Okay.
because we had gotten rid of Paramount Plus, but now it comes with our Showtime package. So, you know, while we're asking these questions, I think maybe, I don't know, mid-season, I think, starting with you, I'm going to start asking a fourth question, which is, what are you reading right now?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm reading You Are a Goddess by Sophie
Okay.
Bamford. It's extraordinary.
You told me about it.
Yes, I just got finished listening to Barbara Streisand's 47-hour long audiobook. 47 hours. It was extraordinary. She was such a pioneer and still is. Over the years, I learned so much about her struggles with patriarchy and how she wasn't taken seriously. And I never knew that she started off never wanting to be a singer. She wanted to be an actor.
Yes, I knew that. I knew.
Yeah. And but it was really fun. Her relationships with like Marlon Brando and King Charles and you name it, all these really amazing people. And so she shed some light on who they were in her life. And I was really inspired by it. It's called My Name is Barbara, B-A-R-B-R-A. She
Yes.
changed the spelling of her name. So that's what I am either listening to or reading at the moment.
Okay. And before our final question, I do have another podcast recommendation for you,
okay.
Which is Julia Louis-Dreyfus's podcast
Ooh.
Called Wiser Than Me.
Oh, love it.
It's called Wiser Than Me because based on her premise, which I believe in, she loves talking to older women because she thinks they know more than her.
Yeah.
So she's had Jane Fonda on and Carol Burnett and
Jeez.
Rhea Perlman and Amy Tan, and
Wow.
It's really good. I can't wait for the second season.
Oh, I
I
will
think you'd
definitely
enjoy
check
that
that
very
out.
much.
Yeah,
Especially the Jane Fonda episode was great.
Oh, I can't wait. I love podcasts. I get to
Me
learn
too.
so many things, and it's like choosing radio, like back in the day when you only had radio.
Right.
It's kind of like choosing radio that you want to listen to, you know,
Right.
really
Right.
interesting people.
I'm only behind on that because I am such. I didn't read for a couple of years. I just didn't have the time, or it would take me like a year to read a book. And I've been a reader my whole life and I missed reading. So I'm trying to get back into that. So I'm not listening to as many podcasts as I was, because usually when I have an hour free, like, okay, do I want to listen to a podcast or do I want to read a book?
Exactly. Exactly. Tough choice sometimes.
Right. Right. But I'll listen to them like when I'm doing stuff like chores around the house or laundry or on the treadmill.
Yes.
Okay. So your final question, if your life were a movie, what would be the theme song on the soundtrack of your life?
Well, before I answer that question, I do want to add one more book if I could. And that
Sure.
is any book by Dr. Sharon Blackie. If Women Rose Rooted or Hagitude are my two favorite ones that I've just listened to. I actually listen to them on audio because she reads them herself and I really like her voice. So
good. Okay.
anyway.
I
So,
follow her on Substack.
Yes, I do too. I do too. And so I thought long and hard about this. And though I love all kinds of sacred music, and I love all kinds of music actually. And I would have to say that the soundtrack of my life song would be Don't Rain on My Parade by Barbara Streisand. And it wasn't because I just listened to the book. I have always
Right.
loved that song. But it's kind of like, you know how people call it their fight song? This is my flight song. I
Okay.
listen to it because, you know, the words are brilliant, where it's like, you know, people telling you that you won't accomplish this or that. And I am like, don't rain on my parade, because, you know, I am here and I'm going to do what I am led to do. So don't rain on my parade. And I don't know if you can play that somewhere in this or even a part of it.
I can play it when I put in the outro.
That'll there you go. Perfect.
And actually I have, so I need a volunteer who's an iPhone user. Maybe that's you. Mm-hmm. There are two public playlists, one's on Spotify and one's on iTunes, of all the guests' answers to this question.
Oh, cool.
But I have, I'm an Android user, so I can only put them on Spotify. So I need somebody else to create the public playlist on iTunes.
All right, tell me what you need and we'll do it for sure. Right.
We'll work that out. And it should really tickle you to know that I'm a big playlist creator, because I'm a mixtape girl from back in the day. It was how I wooed other girls in high school.
Love it.
Mixtape. So I guess that's that fun fact about me.
There you go.
Anyway, so I make playlists for all different kinds of things, and Don't Rain on My Parade is on my songs that make me feel good about me playlist.
Well, I'm glad we have that in common.
I love that song too. I love Barbra Streisand, and I love a good musical. So
yes. So Kelly, thank you so much for
your time today
and for being a founding mother of New World Women. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Through a series of unforeseen circumstances, I met Sean, and through Sean, I met you, and here we are. Let's build the new world together.
Yes.
And in the meantime, I will end the show as I always do by wishing you the love and the peace of the goddess.
Blessings and thank you.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
Thanks for watching or listening to The Girlfriend God. Don't forget to like, rate, review, subscribe, follow, and comment. Episodes drop every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. And you can follow The Girlfriend God on social media on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook.